Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment mechanic is a good career option. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or give me a call at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on the podcast. Ideally, one should get into a job that he or she likes to do and do not because the job can give you good earning opportunity, you know. Always go for the dream of being happy. That should never be the intentions of a person to take up a job. If he or she does so, then they will soon be the point of saturation and will not want to work in their stream anymore. He has wasted all his years doing something that he never wanted to do in the first place. So a person needs to be wise enough to select their career, and even if the occupation that he likes to do does not fetch good money, he should get into it. Competent people are never put of the work for a long time. They never run out of money as well. Becoming a heavy equipment operator or a heavy equipment mechanic is a good career option as long as you like the profession and you feel that you can give your job satisfaction. It is definitely has a good earning avenues as you can work for a construction company, or you can be a freelancer or your own mechanic, self-employed, or can do both at the same time. It is all up to you and the way you want to do things. Heavy equipment mechanics are given high respect as others understand what they are dealing with. And a person who understands the construction industry also understands the complex machine can be, and people who have taken responsibility to fix those complex machines, they are nothing less than simply outstanding. They know that the mechanics do an incredible job with the heavy equipment when it is about fixing them up. So what takes to become an able and competent heavy equipment mechanic? Well, the answer is simple. But the journey is difficult. First, the inspired need to get enrolled into a replica institute from where he or she can learn the basics of heavy equipment. The basics are quite important to know for a mechanic because it is from here that he or she will lay the foundations of becoming a competent mechanic. For the next couple of years, he needs to go through the books and also the practical lessons whenever the students are taken to the workshop. Try to learn as many things as you can. Take help of training videos. It is quite an effective tool and brings out the best in you. Asking questions is an important feature that a mechanic should possess during the learning days. You will have a lot of confusion, which means a lot of questions, and you need to put them forth to your professor or teacher. Once you are out of the institution, get enrolled with one such workshop and spend a lot of time as you learn things. Every other heavy equipment can come up with unique problems and you need to know how to fix them. Common issues can be dealt easily. It is unique ones that pose challenges to you. You also got to be creative while fixing the problems. Not all issues can be fixed in an Ordex manner. You know, you'll have to, you know, play it by ear on fixing some stuff, like a dent in a door or something. You know, just tap it out for right now. Most of the times you got to really think hard to get a solution. Once you have the ability to think hard and think the right way, you are on your way becoming a good mechanic. And also, I would suggest this, you know, become a mentor, you know, or a, a, underneath a veteran, you know, be underneath a veteran, not a mentor, but, you know, work with us, get with a mentor and work with a veteran mechanic, you know, learn from them, you know, because they didn't have computers back in the old days. They had to fix it by ear. You know, if you got any questions, give me a jingle. 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.